Hello and welcome to week 5 of this main menu series on netiquette. At the beginning, a month ago, it's unbelievable, isn't it, that we've come all this way. We offered you an introduction to mailing lists and how to get subscribed, unsubscribed, how to contact list owners and all that good stuff. We looked at Topica, Yahoo, Telepath, the three providers which initially came to mind. In week 2, we looked at the importance of sending email in plain text rather than HTML. In week 3, we took a look at message headers and footers and some of the useful information which can be found there. And last week, we talked about quoting and why it is important to only quote the relevant parts of the original message. So here we are, week 5. And as you can tell by the topics that we've covered really over the last few weeks, we tended to drift away from netiquette a little bit, and we've really been focusing more on email. So I suppose you could call this an email series as much as a netiquette series. One of the questions which has cropped up time and time again, which I've been a little bit reluctant to address because it wasn't really netiquette and it was more sort of email, is this business of managing large amounts of email. Well, you'd be pleased to know that this week we're going to look at it. How do you deal with all that email? If you're on a number of lists and you're receiving lots and lots of email messages every day, how do you cope with that? There are a lot of people that shy away from mailing lists because of the huge amount of stuff that lands in their inbox, and they just don't know what to do with it. Right, let's crack on.
Inbox Microsoft Outlook.
That sounds familiar. Inbox Microsoft Outlook. And this week we're using Microsoft Outlook 2000. So the best way to really get started with sorting your email is to create some folders. When I'm not doing this, I'm the ACB Radio Interactive Program Director, and it is vitally important that I keep track of all the mail that comes to acbri at acbradio.org. So if you've got any comments about ACB Radio Interactive, suggestions, or if you want to get on the air and come and join us, then that's the email address you write to. So what am I going to do with all that mail? Well, I should keep it all in the one folder, and then none of it gets lost. So let's do that now. I'm in the inbox of Outlook 2000, and I'm going to bring up the File menu with Alt-F.
File, New, Sub menu.
Okay, File, and the top item in the File menu is New, which has a submenu, so I'm going to press Enter to open that submenu.
New Mail Message, Control plus N.
New Mail Message, and I'm going to cursor down now.
Fax Message. Post in this folder, Control plus Shift plus S. Folder dot 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 control plus shift plus E.
There you go, you heard the shortcut key there. Control shift E in Outlook 2000 will allow you to create a new folder. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to press enter now.
Name, blank edit area.
It doesn't get any easier than this, does it? Just tell it the name of the folder. So I'm going to call it ACB Radio Interactive Email.
At Radio Interactive Email.
And press Enter.
Inbox.
Okay, so we're back to the inbox now. And to bring up the list of folders, and this is the same in Outlook Express, you just press Control Y.
Go to folder, folder name. Inbox list box.
In fact, this is not a list box, it's a tree view, and
at Radio Interactive Email.
So there we are, we can hear the first folder there, just below the inbox, just in the inbox branch, is that new folder that we've just created. So I can press enter there now to get to that folder.
At Radio Interactive Email Microsoft Outlook from subject, received, there are no items to show in this view.
There you go. And we've got a nice, fresh, blank folder now, and we can go to back to the inbox.
Go to inbox.
Okay.
Inbox Microsoft Outlook Inbox Amazon Co-op GPP.
And I can cursor down now.
DJC New Description.
Okay, now I've got a mail message there from DJC, and I know that that's related to ACB Radio Interactive, and so I'm going to move that off to my ACB Radio Interactive message. So I right-click it with Shift F10.
Shift 10. Pop-up context menu, menu no selection.
Okay, and I want to go to move to folder, so I'm just going to cursor up here now.
Options dot dot move to folder dot dot dot.
There we are, move to folder, and I'm going to press enter.
Move items, move the selected items to the folder. @radiointeractiveemaillistbox.
It's automatically remembered ACB Radio Interactive Email was the folder that I was dealing with, but I could cursor down and send it to another folder, but we're quite happy that that's the one we want, so press Enter.
Inbox Microsoft Outlook in.
Okay, and so that message now from DJC has gone from my inbox, and it's been moved into that folder. It's just very similar to using Windows Explorer. Again, you've got this sort of folder structure, which is arranged in a sort of a hierarchical tree fashion, and one can just move or copy messages from one folder to another. And that's a great way of organizing your email. So, for example, I may wish to subdivide that ACB Radio Interactive folder into staff and listeners. There we are, and that's a great way of organizing your email, particularly stuff that you want to keep, that you want to file away, rather than just leaving it all in your inbox or deleting it. Okay, now sorting that mail is going to take you a lot of time if you do it all by hand. If you're receiving hundreds of messages a day and you've got to go through your whole list of messages every time you get new mail and sort it manually and decide where you want it, then it's really going to be time consuming. So you need to set up some filtering rules which will be applied automatically. So what happens is, as your mail comes in, the email program looks at the messages as they're coming in and will automatically move them off into a folder subject to certain criteria that you yourself specify. Okay, so let's have a look at the rules wizard. There's one of these in Outlook Express, and you can certainly set up filtering rules in other email clients. So a lot of this terminology will be similar. So to get to the rules wizard, we press Alt-T for the tools menu.
Tools menu send.
Okay, and then L, I think it is, so I'm going to press L.
Rules wizard, apply rules in the following order. Pop Yahoo.
Okay, so the rules wizard now has come up, and it's telling me that I can apply the rules in the following order. We're in one of these list boxes where there are checkboxes to the left of the items, so as you cursor down, it'll tell you whether the items are checked or not. And the order in which the rules are arranged is quite important, because once you've got more than one rule, depending on the criteria that you've decided to filter the mail, you may find that messages aren't going just exactly where you want them to go. So you might want to play with the order and think about this quite carefully. For the purposes of this, we just want to create a new rule. And the idea being that all the mail that gets sent to me at that email address, acbri@acbradio.org, I want to put that automatically now into the ACB Radio Interactive email folder. I don't want to have to go through manually and move each one at a time. If I come in, ACB Radio Interactive gets my priority attention, so I want to look at all that mail first before I go off and read other mail, okay? And so, to create a new rule, it's Alt-N in this situation, but you may have a new rule button or something like that, tab around, and don't be afraid to experiment. So Alt-N.
Alt-Rules Wizard, which type of rule do you want to create? Check messages when they arrive, list box.
Okay, and so we're in a list box, and it's asking me what type of rule I want to create. So I'm just going to cursor down here now to give you an idea of what's available.
Check messages after sending. Move new messages from someone. Notify me when important messages arrive. Move messages based on content. Delete a conversation. Flag messages from someone. Assign categories to send messages. Assign categories based on content. Move messages I send to someone.
Okay, so there are lots of types of rules. You could even set up a rule so that you get notified when a message arrives from a specific individual. So if you get email from your loved one or somebody like that who's particularly important to you, then you can have Outlook tell you straight away that message has arrived, and then you can go off to your inbox and read it. What I simply want to do is for new mail sent to me at that email address, acbri@acbradio.org, I want that moved off to the right folder so I can check all the mail for ACB Radio Interactive in one foul swoop. So I'm just going to go to the top of the list here now.
Check messages when they arrive.
Okay, check messages when they arrive. That's the one I want. So I'm going to press Alt-N to go to next.
Which condition S do you want to check? When received through a specified account, uncheck checkbox.
Okay, and this again is one of these sort of combo boxes where it's a list box, but it's also got checkboxes next to each item. And I'm going to cursor down here.
Where my name is in the box, uncheck checkbox. Sent only to me, uncheck checkbox. Where my name is in the CC box, uncheck checkbox. Where my name is in the to or CC box, uncheck checkbox. Where my name is not in the box, uncheck checkbox. From people or distribution list, unchecked. With specific words in the recipient's address, unchecked. With specific words in the sender's address, unchecked. With specific words in the subject or body, unchecked. With specific words in the message header, unchecked.
Okay, so there are a lot of things here. I'm only really sort of scratching the surface, and there are a number of ways to skin a cat, as it were, metaphorical cat, I should add. And this one will do here, actually.
With specific words in the message header, unchecked.
With specific words in the message header, so press spacebar.
Check checkbox.
Okay, and now we tab into the next window, and this is a bit of an unusual control, this next window, because it's sort of like a read-only edit area, but you can jump the focus around with the up and down cursor keys in a slightly non-standard way, I have to say. But just let me tab.
Rule description, click on an underlined value to edit it, colon specific words.
Okay, did you hear that? Click on an underlined value to edit it, specific words. And so the first item is highlighted, which is specific words. So we're looking for specific words in the message header. So I can press enter now.
Search text, specify a word or phrase to search for in the message header. Blank edit area.
Okay, so we are interested in mail to acbri@acbradio.org. That's what we're interested in. I don't mind whether it's sent to me directly. I don't mind whether it's in the copy to field, or even if it's in the subject line. If that email address occurs in the message header, I want it to go into a specific place. And so I've written that in there.
acbri@acbradio.org.
Okay, and I'm going to press enter.
Rules wizard, rule description.
Okay, and N for next.
What do you...
Sorry, that should be Alt-N for next.
What do you want to do with a message question? Move it to the specified folder, move a copy to the specified...
Okay, what do I want to do with the message?
Move it to the specified folder, check checkbox.
There it is, the top option, move it to the specified folder. And so I'm going to press Tab to get into this second window again, and you'll see what I mean about it being a little bit strange.
Rule description, click on an underlined value to edit it, colon acbri@radio.org.
Okay, now that acbradio.org email address there, that was the specific words in the message header that we were searching for, and if I press cursor down,
specified,
it's now saying specified, and it's referring to the folder. Now, this may work slightly differently depending on your screen reader. So I'm going to press enter here.
Rules wizard, choose a folder. Inbox.
So now we've got our tree view up, and we want to select the folder that we're going to move it to. This is why I showed you creating folders first, because it is a lot easier to create these filtering rules when the folders are already in place.
At Radio Interactive Email.
There we are, ACB Radio Interactive Email, so I can press enter now.
Rules wizard.
And that's it. So I'm going to tab to the finish button.
Cat, less than back, next great finish button. No shortcut.
Ah, there you go, that's why. Okay, there's a finish button, so let's press space on that.
Rules wizard, apply rules in the following order.
So we're finished now, and we're back to the list of rules. Now, let's tamper around this property sheet.
Move down button, new button, copy button, modify button, rename button, delete button, rule description click, OK button, cancel button, run now button.
That's the one I was looking for, run now. So I'm going to move all the mail that was sent to that email address that is currently residing in my inbox. I'm going to move it all to that folder. So I'm going to press run now.
Run rules now, close button.
Okay, and it's come up and asking me which rules I want to run.
Select rules to run. Accurate radio org check checkbox.
Okay.
Run in folder. Inbox edit area. Browse button. Include subfolders uncheck checkbox. Apply rules to all messages list box. Run now button.
Okay, so we've specified the criteria, and I'm going to press the run now.
Cancel button.
So there it is, churning away. It's going through all those messages in my inbox, of which there's a few hundred for the purposes of this demonstration.
Run rules now, run now button.
And it's finished.
Close button. Close.
Okay,
rules wizard.
So let's go and have a look now. So we're in the inbox now. There's probably still a few messages in there.
124.
Yeah, there's still 124 items in there, you see. So a bit of hypocrisy here for you that even though I do some of this filtering, I still haven't got it quite right, and a bit of experimenting is required. So let's pull up the list of folders with Control Y.
Go to folder name. Inbox list box.
Okay, and the folder we're after is
at radio interactive email.
Here we are, ACB radio interactive email, and let's read the status bar.
13 items.
There we go, 13 items I've received today regarding ACB radio interactive that have been sent to the ACB radio interactive email address. So I've got to go and read those now. Okay, so we've looked at creating folders and getting the email program to automatically filter our messages into the right folders. But even then, sometimes it just is still overwhelming. For example, let's go and have a look in my PC audio folder. I'm going to bring up the list of folders here again with Control Y.
Go to folder name.
And press P for PC audio.
PC audio.
Okay, and press enter there to get into the PC audio folder, which I can tell you has a tremendous amount of items in here.
1661 items.
There you go, 1661, 1661 items in this folder, and so it shows how often I read this mailing list. Maybe I should listen to episode 1 of this series and find out how to unsubscribe. Okay, so if I start to cursor down through these 1,661 items, this is kind of what it sounds like.
Dean Martin Re, Gold with Batchkin, Bud Schwab Re, Veronica FM, Gajic Re, Advanced Encode, Chris Scarsted Re, The Act Radio Promote, Russell J. Bury, Discut Once Mon, Ray T. Maker Re, HTML Test.
And so on, and a lot of you will be familiar with that sound, I'm sure. So, what can we do to make this a little bit easier? Well, we can change the view and the way in which the messages are sorted. So one way I like to sort messages is by subject, and that way I can delete messages on a thread-by-thread basis. Okay, so I'm going to go to the View menu, which is Alt-V.
View menu, current view has submenu.
Current view has a submenu, so enter to go in there.
Current view messages.
Okay, and messages is the top option, and let's cursor down and look for subject or whatever it is.
Messages with auto preview. By follow dash up flat. Last 7 day. Flagged for next 7. By conversation topic.
By conversation topic. That's the one. So I'm going to press enter. And Outlook has very quickly taken all those messages and sorted them by subject and then by date. Okay. So we've got the newest at the top.
Conversation : Veronica FM transmitter, 3 items, 3 unread list box.
Okay, Veronica FM transmitters, that's something I think I might be interested in reading about, so I'm going to leave that just for now.
Conversation : mixed tasting and gold wave, 5 items, 5 unread.
Okay, there's a gold wave question that I haven't got gold wave, I've never used it, I've got no idea, so I can just hit the delete key.
Delete.
I can sleep easy tonight knowing that I haven't really missed anything because gold wave I haven't got, and I'm quite happy with what I have got.
Conversation : Morpheus question, 2 items.
Morpheus, never heard of it, not interested in it.
Conversation.
Press the delete key.
Conversation : HTML to streaming station, 12 items, 7 unread list box.
Okay, 12 items, 7 unread. So that sounds like it was a thread that I was following. There are new messages in that thread, and I've already read some of them.
Conversation : what's the difference between these two Archos jukeboxes, 3 items.
Okay, that doesn't sound like it would interest me. So you see, straight away I'm able to go through and delete blocks of messages, 3 and 4 messages at a time, without just going through all those lists of people who have all replied to random threads. And that's another way of managing all those dozens of email messages. I hope this episode has been of some use to you. I hope at least creating folders, applying some mail rules, and sorting will help you to manage your email effectively. The very best of luck to you. If you wish to contact me, you can send email to dave@acbradio.org. That's dave@acbradio.org. For Main Menu, I'm Dave Williams.